Welcome to the Group Chat Chronicles. I'm your host, Dev. With me this episode, I have Lee.
Yo, what's good, family?
And also on this episode, we have Ant. What's up, Ant?
Yo.
And on this podcast, we always give our own takes on a lot of topics. And I want to thank everybody for supporting. And if you're watching us right now on YouTube, first off, like and subscribe or whatever. We're currently at Penn Park at the Trey and Boo Classic.
Give
a big shout out to Wayne Sweeney for allowing us to be here. And as y'all know, before we start the podcast, we always go over what we have been tuned into, whether it be movies, books, TV shows, other podcasts, whatever. So, Leek, what have you been tuned into as of late?
Man, to be honest, I ain't been tuned into a whole bunch of nothing, really. Same old. Larry June, Conway, Machine. I've been bumping that a little bit. But, yeah, that's about it. For real.
All right, and what have you been tuned into as of late?
Yo, I've been listening to straight Migos, that Drake album. You know, back on that bullshit and back to Gunna. Free Gunna. Gunna.
I mean, I know for me, I've been tuned into that Chris Brown project. That shit fire. That's fire. Dirk dropped his 7220 Deluxe. I like that too. But other than that, it's been the same old podcast. Rory Maul, what else? Brilliant Idiots, $1 million worth of game, 280 plus, shout out to Los. Yeah, that's about it. So, first topic, we're gonna talk about Beyonce dropped a new song on like a random Tuesday, and that also has a dance kind of feel, like Honestly Nevermind and whatnot. So, Leek, how do you feel about the song in general?
I mean, the song is a very, you know, empowerment kind of song. So, I mean, the song is great. The dance thing, it was very convenient with the, you know, the whole Drake situation. That's very convenient, I'll say. I mean, overall, the song's cool. Like, I feel like that's a song to play at an event like the Trey and Boo. I don't know about that Drake album, me per se. But again, that's just me. That's just me in my opinion, and that's kind of how I feel about that.
All right. And, how do you feel about the new Beyonce song?
Yo, a lot of people saying hip-hop dead. It's not. That's just a new genre of music. I'll fuck with that new Beyonce. That shit hard. Y'all can't lie. That shit different. That shit make you want to get up and move. You know what I mean? So.
I know I liked it. But, I'm cool with just a single song. Like, I don't need a full project like that. You feel me? So, it's just like, I liked it. Like you said, you can play this here. You can also play the Drake album too. I don't know why you so against that, but
I don't know, bro.
But so verdict on it. It's a good song, you know. And so moving on. So Chris Brown's doing a press one right now for his new project, Breezy. Check that out if you haven't. And on $1 million worth of game. What's up, Nesto? And on $1 million birthday game, he was talking about how he wanted to do a song with Beyonce. So, Leek, how do you feel about that possibly happening in the near future?
I would love to see it happen. I'm pretty sure both fans would love to see it happen. To be real though, I don't know if that's gonna happen. Beyonce, that's Roc Nation. Right Nation, that's Rihanna, and we know their past, even though it is in the past. You would think, wouldn't matter too much. They would just do it for the music and the fans, but at the same time, politics is politics. Politics as usual. So, that's just how that go.
All right, and how do you feel about a possible Beyonce and Chris Brown collab?
Nah, that shit would have been crazy, like, in 2010. I ain't gonna lie to you.
He said 2010.
But, right now, I don't know. They kind of moved on to two different things. I see them going different paths, so it might not work out.
Oh, yeah. Now I think about it, and kind of right with the, the 2010 thing. Like, I feel like, not like now, because I feel like I would have enjoyed it. And back then, but now I just feel like they're on two different Wave Lanes now. I mean, I'm going to listen to it.
Y'all
I feel
disrespected
like it,
Chris Brown right now.
I ain't going to hold you. No. I ain't going to hold you.
Chris
like
Brown can get down with some dance music, bro.
Yeah, I can. But, like, I just feel like the song would be more better well-received back in 2010.
Nah, I can agree to that.
But, yeah, speaking on Chris Brown disrespect, stop disrespecting that man. Like, nah, for real, it's like people are like, he makes the same song over and over again, all that, even though he clear as day doesn't. And I just don't like that shit.
Yeah, he's definitely versatile. Yeah, at this point in his career, that shouldn't even be a debate. This shouldn't even be a topic. Like, the versatility is crazy. Pop. Yeah. Hell, didn't he do a reggae song or something like that before? Like,
yes.
Come on, man. R&B, come on, man.
And then, yeah, like, in a versus too, like, people adding, like, Usher getting him out of here. I mean, I do feel like Usher winning, but it's going to be close. Like, people got Chris Brown messed up. I ain't going to lie.
The only thing I will say, and I will forever say about Chris Brown and his career so far, I feel like the majority of the songs that we love the most is not just with Chris Brown. It's always, like, featuring somebody else, which is great. But when you kind of just look back at a person's career as a, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah. So, yeah. All right. So, moving on. So, recently, Omarion and Mario had a versus together. And Mario got Omarion all the way out of here. And, like, during the verses and whatnot, they had Ray J, Bobby Valentino, and other artists
Pleasure
up there. Pleasure P. up there singing and whatnot. And, like, out of everybody, Mario was the only person that really could sing. So, like, shout out to Nooney for this topic. He wanted to talk about this.
Shout out to Nooney.
All right, how do you feel about these R&B artists that can't really sing live?
Shout out to fucking Baltimore, number one. I gotta talk my shit. I'm a Baltimorean that I was birthed there. You know what I'm saying? Yo, talent speaks. I mean, at the end of the day, it showed. It showed on that stage that night to a T. Voice cracking at the 30 minutes. You know what I'm saying? That alcohol was kicking in a little bit. Oh, yeah, we can't forget about Sammy. Sammy was on one.
Yeah, I'm like,
hell. Like, bro. Shout out to Baltimore. It's in the water.
Man. That shit had me shaking my head, man. What the fuck was the watermelon for, man? What the fuck was... That was... Once I seen it, I was done. I'm about to walk out now. Shit. But other than that, it was not that bad. You know what I mean? What do y'all expect? They got a little age to them. You can't expect them to be in them prime. It's like LeBron wants to retire. You can't expect them to do a... You know what I mean? A signature dunk. You get what I'm trying to say, but at the same time, like, they just went a little extreme when Ray J had his kid and everything on his arm trying to sing. Come on, bro. Like, come on.
I mean, I know for me, I ain't gonna lie, that video with Ray J dancing had me in tears. Like, that, like that literally is my favorite video of all time. Not all time, but, like, currently. But yeah, now, though, like, I mean, like, age shouldn't matter because Mario in that same age group, and he was up there singing.
They all in the fun. Same. Yeah.
I just feel like a Mario. Well, using like a Mario specifically, like he was like a he's more of a performer than an actual singer. So I just feel like that's why the watermelon was on stage. That's why he was like humping the ground
back
and all that
grown ass man and all that. Yeah.
And that man almost 40 humping the ground. Anyway, but not though. I mean, like yeah, like I just feel like Mario just knows how to sing. He can give a he can sing. I'm not saying a Mario can't really sing or nothing, but like he's more he.
You meant to say Mario can sing.
Yeah, that he can sing.
And Mario
yeah,
can sing.
Mario can sing. Like he got it. Yeah. But yeah, though these dudes that these R&B guys that can't sing live, that's sad. And like people always want to talk about the newer generation of artists.
Mm-hmm.
Like they can't really sing. But look
at
what
y'all.
I was like, yo, that's crazy.
Look at you now. Look at us.
Exactly. So Moving on. So, Irv Gotti and Joe Budden, they said, honestly, Nevermind is ruining rap music, even though it's not a rap album.
At all.
And whatnot. Yo, what's good, Hen Rock? Yo. So, like, how do you feel about their comments and whatnot?
I'm trying to figure out how is it ruining hip hop, and that shit is categorized under dance.
Facts.
The only rap song was the one with 21 Savage, and honestly, that was an exceptional song. I'm bumping that. That's one I'm bumping right now.
Facts.
Like the Drake, it's a dance album. I feel like, you know, he got that new deal. He pretty much got creative control. He could do whatever he want. He's dropping on his label. If that's the vibe he felt like going with at the time, that's the vibe he went with. And he got the right to do that as an artist, you know?
Big things.
Now, as fans, you know, rap fans rather, you know, you rather see him do that. I mean, that's cool. He'll get that when he get there, clearly. You put it on the last track to let y'all know, like, yo, I'm still doing it, but just know I want to have fun with this. This that's is fine. The wave he's on.
And, yo, talking about 21 and Drake, what if they dropped the album like they did with Future?
I'm cool on that.
You think you?
I don't know. No. I'm not calling it in the sense of it's not. It's gonna be weak or anything. I just don't like collab albums for real. Cause it ruins like future collabs. Like cause when Drake and Future dropped What Time to Be Alive, every time they collabed on a song, I pretty much like wasn't trying to hear that for real. Yeah, like I wasn't trying to hear that. So
okay. Yeah.
I mean, I'm for it. I ain't gonna lie. I would be for it.
What?
A 21 Savage and Drake album?
I think that should be.
I feel like that with Metro on executive production.
Yo, throw some Future in there. Throw some Gunna and some Young Thugs samples. You know what I mean? So I gotta say samples, bro, man.
He said free samples.
Free YSL, man. Man, y'all got me tight out here. Man, here, take the mic.
I mean, I don't think it's ruining rap, seeing as though it's not a rap album. Like, there's pretty, like, Dirk literally just dropped the deluxe. Who else dropped like recently? Like Kendrick, Jack Harlow, Future. It's not ruining rap clearly
at all.
So and Irv Gotti was like, oh, it makes me want to go to the trenches and find a new DMX. Like I'm pretty sure. I mean, you can, but I don't. I find it hard to believe that specific project got you want to do that and all that.
Yeah, that was a little over the top. I don't know if he was trying to promote something. I don't know. Get his name ringing or something. I don't know.
TMZ called him in the airport. I don't know why TMZ.
It was a bad day. He just woke up. Yeah. It was something. I don't know.
But not though. I mean. So yeah. All right. So last topic. So this topic was brought to us by Sellers. Shout out to Sellers. He asked. Can you have your partner's friends on social media? Go ahead, Leek.
I say yes. I don't see the problem in that at all. Everybody truthful with the situation, what is there to hide? I don't see what's the big deal of having like your homeboy girlfriend on a social.
Why'd you whisper that shit?
Did I whisper it? It's because I got the headphones in. I don't want to be too loud or something. I don't know. But you're
like
talking
as if like. Facts, like right in my ear. Like,
my bad.
Damn, bro.
Again, I got it. I got me in the headphones. You know what I'm saying? We at the Trey Boo. It's live.
A serious topic, you know, right here.
But nah, like, I don't see that being a problem.
Facts. I agree with Malik. I don't see that being an issue, for real. I mean, at the end of the day, it's supposed to be all, like, family, you know what I mean? So, I see nothing wrong with it. Unless y'all, like, not close and y'all never met and you know what I mean, might be on some sus, I don't know, that might be different, but hey, that's not here or there. I would say there's nothing wrong with it as long as y'all keep it all family.
I mean, my only I just feel like that's more of a, well, I it's much more of a, like, if you think your partner's gonna try to slide on your friends type thing situation. But like, even then, like, you don't have to have them on social media to do that, so that's kind of irrelevant if you ask me.
Big facts.
But, like, I don't know. I recently changed my opinion on shit like this. Like, stuff like adding your partner's friends and liking pictures. Like, I just feel like if your partner says, nah, don't do it, just don't do it. Like, we can get on that on next week's episode. Because if y'all want me to explain how I got to this new year conclusion. It's kind of
newfound thoughts.
it's kind of deep, not going to lie. But okay. That's food smell good as shit. But
we at the Tramble Classics. Yeah. We live.
Yo, God. But nah, though, yeah, if your partner doesn't want you to add their friends on socials, don't add them. But I personally don't care.
That shit a red flag to me. I ain't gonna lie. I'm probably like, yeah, don't add my friend.
Why?
Fuck it, why?
I mean, I'm curious.
My gears are turning. Like, I mean,
why is that a red flag though?
Cause what you got to hide?
I mean, it's not.
What you got to hide?
I mean, what do you mean? What you got to hide? I mean.
That's weird. What if we're friends? We're all friends together.
I mean, we're friends beforehand.
We're friends now, like.
I mean, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Yo, that's weird behavior, bro. All
right, do you agree?
I don't know. Like I said, it depends on how close y'all are. Because, like, all right, let's say if I never met your girl and she goes to add me. Like, why are you trying to add me? I would say me personally, I would just decline it and just be like, all right. You know what I mean? That's just me.
Bro. That shit weird behavior to me.
I mean, if they say no, they say no. Like, you gotta respect their decision. I ain't mad at it.
Facts.
But, like, all right, so, like, I mean, do y'all want to talk about that next week on how I came to that conclusion?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Well, if you
cool.
want to share it now, that'd be even better.
No, I ain't sharing it now.
Yeah. We got time.
I'll wait till next week.
We got plenty of time.
I'll wait till next week.
Tune in next week.
I mean, it ain't no super duper deep time, but like, I don't fight. This is the right saying. Talk about that. So this concludes this episode. And as y'all know, when we end the show, we always give a final thought to give out to the world. So Leek, what is your final thought?
Follow me on all socials at It's Just Leek. Spread more love, less hate. You feel what I'm saying? Put the guns down. Put some gloves up. And I'm saying, let's have fun this summer, you know what I mean? It's nice out. I ain't saying COVID over, but you know what I'm saying? It died down. We could be outside a little bit. So, yeah, let's just have fun.
I got that shit like last week. That was terrible. What? Am I supposed to lie to the good people?
I wouldn't have said that.
I said it. Be careful out here. Keep your mask on. That's it. I'm spreading the word. Be safe.
I mean, anyway.
Be fucking safe.
Be safe. Go ahead. Be safe.
Shit. All
right.
Stay hydrated.
All right. And
no Western medicine over this way. Straight herbs and teas.
You
got that shit out. Detox.
You be with Dr. Sebi, ain't?
What?
You be on the Dr. Sebi.
Facts. I went plant based for 3 days. Look at me.
That's what's up. Stay healthy out here. Facts. I know. My final thought is yeah, I just want to give a big thank you to Donis Swanee Visuals, even though he ain't even looking at us right now.
Facts.
But fucking shout out Donis on the cam. Shout out to Wayne for letting us to be here at the Train Boo Classic.
Facts.
Make sure to vote for us for Podcast of the Year.
We're going to be out there.
Black and Latino Excellence Awards. The link is in the bios of all the socials, which are GCC717 on Twitter, Group Chat Chronicle 717 on Instagram, and the Group Chat Chronicles on Facebook. And I'd like to thank everybody for kicking it with us for however long we was here for. And we out.
Peace.